out of line. Way out of line. I got to go to the warden about this. Ridiculous. Do you know what hurts the most? Is a lack of respect. Well, actually, the other thing hurts the most, but the lack of respect hurts the second most. Ridiculous.
Oh.
All right. Welcome to Utterly Useless, a podcast that is utterly useless. I am Brett. Joining me is my brother and our centerfold model, Taylor Beams.
It's true. From where I'm sitting, it's true.
I dressed up today.
Oh, man. Norm MacDonald. R.I.P.
I know. That's a great tribute to him.
Yep.
Well, in this podcast of Utterly Useless, we are going to play Spin the Wheel.
It's less fun than Spin the Bottle.
Is it, though? Is it?
Fake news, who dis, draft, draft, boom, and then ending the show with recommendations. I guess with that, we will start off with merit badges, and I will begin with the birdwatching merit badge. Now, you might think that this is just me with a pair of binoculars with a book just watching birds. Oh, no. I was on a walk. And here's what the merit badge looks like. The merit badge looks like a whole bunch of birds just sitting in the middle of the road with a line of cars behind it. Because as I was out for a walk the other day, right close by where I live, about 7 ducks just sat down and it almost in like perfect mathematical sequence. Like it looked like somebody had just put fake wooden ducks in the middle of the street from where I was. And there was a line of 4 cars slowly, gaining momentum to 5 cars to 6 cars because these ducks just decided to sit down in the middle of the street. And I wasn't sure, again, I didn't know that they were real ducks until I got closer. And it was funny because everybody just sat in their car. They didn't honk? They didn't honk. I would have, if it was me, put my car in park and I would have opened the door and just chased them all away. No, they just sat there and just waited. And the line of cars just kept on getting longer and longer.
Is it kind of morbid that I would have just sped up and just tried to hit them
a little
all?
Bit? Yeah, definitely a little bit. Now, I thought you were going to say, because I don't know even if Taylor knows this, but I thought you were referring to your back. Yard essentially, like, because Brett's place opens up to a large pond where there's geese and duck always. And having lived there once, those geese are loud.
Yes, they are.
All right, my merit badge. So imagine this: in the merit badge, there's all these empty cans of Mountain Dew everywhere, and then a face in the forefront that is completely wired with the eyes wide open. Yeah, I've been binging Mountain Dew this week. Today was a rough week with work. So.
I thought you were going with the hermit, like locked in your office, drinking Mountain Dew and peeing in a corner.
Well, everything is true besides the corner.
Okay.
Because I do have a bathroom nearby.
Mom, bathroom.
For those who know that episode of South Park.
Nope. So that's mine. I have drank way too much Mountain Dew this week to stay focused. And I've had late nights with work. So yeah, that was my week.
That sucks. Not the Mountain Dew part. That's great. That's fantastic.
Yes, it is.
So mine is the I suck at fantasy sports merit badge. I'm trying to think of what it would look like.
Would you have a wizard's hat? Just kidding. It's not that fantasy.
No, I think it's just an open field of like hurt people, hurt like professional players.
Like on benches holding their leg with crutches.
Yeah, let's do that. They're on benches. They're all on crutches. And here's why. Every time I play fantasy sports, by the end of the first week, half of my team is injured. So the NBA season just barely started and we had a draft. And going in, I picked like two players that were going to be out for a few weeks, which I knew that, they're good players. 2 games into the season, I now have 5 players who are not playing. Thank you, Ben Simmons. Thank you, Pascal Siakam. He's the one that I forgive you. Bradley Beal, you're on my list. And Cade Cunningham, the rookie. You guys are on my list. But
you know who you do have still working for you?
Don't say it. I don't. just don't say it. Okay, so LeBron James fell to me in the draft. I picked him. It's seriously the first time I've ever, I guess I don't agree. Yeah, I don't like LeBron. Let's just say that. Thanks a lot. Now I'm all fired up for the rest of the podcast here.
You're right. I am looking at your team. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All with big O's for out.
Yep.
And this happens every single time. It doesn't matter what sport I'm playing fantasy. Every year that I pick Russell Wilson, he gets injured. So you can thank me, Seattle fans. I know how to pick the players who will become injured.
All right.
Shut up.
Now let's move on to spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
All right. For those who've never listened, spin the wheel. We're just going to spin the wheel. And whoever gets a certain topic is going to ask a question regarding that topic. Brett, could you do it?
All right. Could you lay on top of a live, like, you know, it's still active, a live fire ant hill for 1 minute?
No.
I could do it if there's money involved.
Yeah.
if we're talking there's a purpose for me doing this, I could do it for 1 minute.
No, it is. So you can say I have laid on an ant hill for 1 minute.
Because I've been bitten by fire ants in Texas.
I don't think I have.
They hurt. They can leave scars.
Ugh.
And they can kill, like, this is the story I was always told when I lived in Texas. So Texas is prone to flooding just because the ground doesn't really absorb that easily when it rains, and it rains really hard in Texas. So I was told that fire ants, when it rains really hard, they come together in a big ball and they just spin so they can breathe and take turns breathing. And that, I guess, the biggest hazards for firemen when they're trying to save somebody who's drowning is getting hit by one of the big balls.
Ooh.
And then they just get bit a whole bunch and it can be hazardous to them. I don't know. I think it could be lethal is what I've been told.
So the answer is no on that.
I'm going to say I would do it. I would change this question to, instead of could, to would, if there was money involved and it was a high dollar amount.
Even if it meant that you're going to die?
For 1 minute? Now, okay, let me just ask this. So I don't know what their hills are like because I don't remember. Like, imagine it's a hill, like a pyramid shape, this cone shape. I'm laying on it, essentially destroying their hill a little bit, right?
Yes.
I mean, so they are mad.
They're mad.
I mean, you're not like laying on like the top cap of the whole thing. You're laying on their live ant hill, but your body weight will be shifting certain things. And so
I could do it. It would hurt so much.
Please, people out there, comment on how Jeremy is going to die when he does this, please.
I could do it for, I'm just going to throw a price on this. I'll do it for $30,000.
I like how none of our things are ever going to get funded because we're not so ballsy enough.
Yeah, we're not like those people on that, you know, donkey show where they'll just do it for free and entertain. Well, I guess not free. They're getting paid.
Yeah.
All right, my turn.
That
being bit?
Yes.
Yeah, it would. Okay, I've had what if. I've had these questions lined up since the beginning. I've never had these questions. So it's nice I actually get to use them. Okay, what if you were going to die tomorrow? What would you eat for your last meal? Like, just saying, any food.
So, like, am I on death row?
Yeah, kind of death row, but like literally, you can have food flown in from anywhere, but it's one meal. It's not a buffet where it'll, you know, you're going to sit and just eat and eat. And as long as you don't stop, you're never going to die. Just last meal.
So my wife's family lives back in Pennsylvania, in the near Philadelphia. There's a little place called Tosco's. I would want their pizza and breadsticks, just a pepperoni pizza, large pepperoni pizza, and their garlic knots.
That's impressive. That's must be an impressive place just for it to be your last meal.
Oh, it's so good.
I would, because so if I'm on death row, like if you know somebody just says, hey, you're going to die like tomorrow, I my choice would be different. But if I'm on death row, I'd be like, I would want a Golden Corral like buffet because I'm going to eat so much that when I die, I'm just going to at least allow it just to all come out.
So you're going to hold it all in and be like, joke's on you guys.
Would you eat to the point where you throw up sometimes? Oh, hold my ears.
I want a soft serve machine also.
Yeah, for
soft
me,
going in and soft coming out.
For me, I would. I am addicted. I am addicted to chicken sandwiches these days from like Popeyes, and there's a local place called Pretty Bird. I would just gorge myself in those. Probably get some French fries from.
Do I get to watch a movie with this?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. I'm still going to stick with the pepperoni pizza.
And then I'm going to have Mountain Dew, my love.
Yeah.
So did you ever do the Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A or whatever challenge or something like
so
that?
So I've done Chick-fil-A's. Chick-fil-A's consistent is good. I've done a lot of chicken sandwiches. I've really gotten into these. There's a couple I still need to try, but yeah, Chick-fil-A's is a good solid pick. Popeyes to me is way better. You got to get the spicy though.
Mm-hmm.
But it is way better. Like the chicken is so large on that they put on there. And the bun's good, pickles, all that, the sauce that they put on there, really good. McDonald's, I'd give that a flat F because that was horrible. And Burger King's, I don't know why we were at Burger King. I think it was just to get my daughter some food because she was, you know, hangry. We need to get something in her so she could turn that around. And I tried their chicken sandwich, and I'd say theirs is just like a little bit better than McDonald's. But I want to try Carl's Jr. because I've heard that they have a good one. I want to try KFC's new one.
You put Taco Bell's chicken sandwich taco on there.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I tried it just for the hay of it because I'm addicted to trying everything that's new at Taco Bell. And I was actually pleasantly surprised at how good it was.
It just seems so processed because it's like, you know, flattened. Isn't the one that's flattened and then they turn it into a taco?
No, that's the naked chicken taco.
Oh, that's the naked chicken.
That one's kind of meh. But yeah, this one, it's kind of like a flatbread.
Uh-huh.
And then they put this sauce on it and then they put like a chicken finger. I mean, they're pretty small, but they're really tasty. But back to Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A, I highly disagree.
Yeah.
I like their spicy chicken at Chick-fil-A, but I like the original at Popeyes.
Okay. All right.
I wouldn't say highly disagree. I mean, if you put those sandwiches in front of me, I'm going to eat them both.
So FYI, just did some research. Fire ants, about 5% of cases end in death from human beings because of volatile, severe allergic reaction.
Well, I've been bit by one.
I know, but so, I'm just saying. Just...
So, okay. I like my odds then. I have good odds of dying. I'm not dying. Dying. Yeah, I have good odds of dying.
I have great odds of dying. I'm so excited about this.
I can't wait till I win that bet that I'm dying. All right,
what
Taylor.
What is that bet?
What is that bet? That I'm going to die?
Yeah. Do we have a bet going? I want in on this.
Okay, you get kiss, marry, kill.
All right. We're going to do a Lord of the Rings themed one.
Ooh.
I like theme. I actually have a Lord of the Rings this one too.
Mm. Is yours Aragorn, Gimli, and Legolas?
Nope, none of those.
Yep, those are my three. Aragorn, Gimli, Legolas.
Man, who would I kill? This is hard because I like Lord of the Rings. And Gimli's awesome. Aragorn's awesome. Maybe. Legolas? I'd probably kill Legolas.
You're going to have to crush me.
Remind me, who's Gimli again? Is that
Gimli's
the axe?
And my
yeah,
bow.
He's the dwarf. Yeah. That's a hard one.
It is.
Because there's emotional, I am emotionally attached to these people, but then you look at their looks, and I was like, well, Legolas is, you know.
I mean, I'm going to just throw this out there. I'm going to kill Gimli because I could just imagine that marriage being very angry.
But what if you just kiss him in a little beardy beard?
No, I want to kiss Aragorn. And then I will be, and just like you said, I will marry Legolas.
It's so shallow, but I'm thinking like almost the same thing. I mean, if it was just based off personality, I might kill Legolas, but I'm going to be married to that person.
I mean, to just think, yeah. You can bring Legolas home to people like, yeah. Look, this is my spouse. And everybody would be like, oh. How did he luck out? Oh.
But the one thing you have to be careful for is he sneaks up on you really well. His soft feet, like you can't hear
so
him.
So wait,
coming.
So you're saying don't cheat.
Exactly. Because then he can shoot you with a bow across the room.
You're like, ah, oh, oh yeah.
He got me. My bad. Taylor comes in. I won that bet.
Woohoo.
I mean, I'm definitely marrying Aragorn. I've had a thing for him since the movies. Like I've loved his character. Yeah, Taylor, you're looking at me like I'm attracted to men. No, I've always thought he was the coolest.
It's okay, Jeremy. I mean, it's 2021, you know.
But yeah, I would marry Aragorn. I'll be shallow and kiss Legolas, and I will be very sad and kill Gimli.
No Gimli love?
Would you marry Gimli or kiss him?
I think I'm killing Legolas.
You took the leap I couldn't.
It was a very hard decision, but I don't know why. I like Gimli. I'm marrying Gimli.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll kiss Aragorn. Aragorn's got things to do. He's got Middle-earth to save.
If I marry a king, what does that make me? Am I still a queen?
Well, you're marrying a guy, so you'd be a queen.
Life's taught me that.
Hey, two kings.
Oh, there we go. Two kings.
Yeah.
I'm a king now.
That is really hard, though.
Yeah.
Because those movies are just so good.
They are.
And you really are attached to every single one of the characters.
Me and my wife were the other day. We're like, we need to watch those again. And I was like, yes, let's do it. And I got so excited. It was like hearing those words come out of her mouth. Like, let's do it.
The extended versions make it better for all three movies.
Except the third one at the very end, just that's where it kind of loses a little bit of respect, the multiple ending.
I've actually never seen I've owned it for years, but I've never seen the extended version of Return of the Kings because I'm like, watch, they would add an additional ending.
Additionally, so we have four endings.
We've already been there, so let's go somewhere. Okay, what else? Spin the wheel again.
This is to Brett, right?
Yep.
Okay, lick off.
All right. How much would it take for you to be willing to lick a 1 yard straight line across of any marathon's finish line at the end of the marathon?
Okay, for some reason, I thought you were going to say their backside.
No.
I was like, yeah, no, they're all sweaty.
The actual marathon line, you know, and just, you know, I've seen a couple of, you know, Boston marathons and stuff like that, and people just like, you know, heave all over the instant they get. Some of them are on their hands and knees crawling across the line or whatever.
And then I hear also that there's like there's a thing with runners that sometimes they lose control of their bowels.
What are the chances though that they lose it
right there? Yeah.
So, but a 1 yard.
Do we get to pick the yard?
No, you get to pick the marathon.
We get to pick the marathon.
You get to pick the marathon. You get to pick the yard.
But
it has to be one consecutive yard.
Okay.
Of any marathon's finish line.
Finally, I think we're in the cheaper territory with this one.
Well, this is a risk, but obviously, if we say hypothetically, like I have to say like New York one, and then I go to it, and I get what I get.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't be like, never mind, Boston. Do you want to start this off, Taylor?
Yeah.
Do you want me?
I will go off with, start off with the $1,000.
$1,000.
Wow.
That's really low.
It's not. I mean.
Well, okay. One more question. Okay. One more question. So a finish line is quite wide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can I lick any?
Yeah. You get to pick the marathon and the yard. But
and the yard. Uh-huh. Okay.
But you just have to show up there and you get what you get.
So the odds of it being completely covered with vomit or excrement.
Yes.
Very little.
Yeah. But
I can see Brett there being like, no, someone's already thrown up there. You need to throw up over there.
Yeah. I just kind of have my airplane like things, like, you know, waving them this way.
He gets his police tape and just goes, oh, you can't go through police tape right there.
Sir, you're throwing up right now. Can you just scoot up like back a few yards, please?
Oh, and then just to make this little worse. Like, these are people running through possible prior excrement or throw up.
Correct.
And dog poop.
Mm-hmm.
So just saying it's possible.
Yeah.
I think people aim for the middle, though. So I think on the edges, you're going to be a little bit
safer. Oh, the edges
are
like right close to the... Okay, I'm going to say... I'm going to say 950.
950? Ooh. I'll go 800.
Oh.
Does it have to... How many people do it? Is there like a limit of people that... entrance into the marathon?
Like I said, you have to pick it. It's a full marathon. It can't be like, you know, I'm going to run the Taylor Beams annual marathon of just myself.
Nobody else.
It
has to be like
an actual.
Because there's some pretty big ones here in Utah.
Yeah, because you have the St. George one, you have the Salt Lake City Marathon.
Okay.
I'll go to 700.
700?
Yeah.
675.
I want to say the Price is Right phrase, but somebody's going to say that. All right.
I'll give you $1 for that.
Jer, have you won any of these yet?
I don't think I have.
You're such a pansy.
I don't think I have.
It's okay. I forgive you.
I say 600, Bob.
599.
550. 549. You're just going to $1 each. 500.
499.
450.
449.
And it's yours for 449.
Oh, come on. Go $1 less and you can have it.
Now I'm good.
No, he gets it for 448.
You can't tell me what I'm doing.
I'll take it for 449.
All right. I got another one. I got Desert Island. I got another one that I've never had before. I've looked at these questions every week. This one.
What kind of island? Have we ever discussed what kind of island
we're on? It's your stereotypical one with palm trees. And you know what? I'm going to say.
Is there rum there?
Yeah, there's rum. Okay. It's going to be, it's like Lost, but without the weirdness of Lost. It's just that island. All right. My question is, if you had a TV given to you for this island, and but you could only pick one channel for the rest of your time that you're on this island, what channel would it be?
TBS.
Really?
Yes, because they range from, I have two things that pop in my mind, either TBS or TNT, because
TV and movies,
because they have a combination of, you know, comedic movies. They have, you know, I know TNT for a long time would have Supernatural in the morning, and then, you know, they'd have some other stuff in the afternoon, and then they would have sports games some during.
Oh,
like,
wow, you gotta go.
Yeah,
that's
so
true.
I've just talked myself into TNT because TBS only has sports every so often, yeah. But TNT at least
you'd
has,
get a lot of Braves football or Braves baseball games.
No, the TBS lost the Braves probably about 10 years ago because
that shows you how long ago.
Because MLB was like all the other teams were upset because, you know, they were like, oh, you're poaching our fans because they have access to all of your games all the time. And so they made them go on to like Fox Sports 1 Atlanta or something like that.
Okay, then.
That's a tricky one. You throw in some good, man. Did you have this like already locked and loaded somehow?
No,
I'll take Netflix.
Can't take Netflix.
It's a channel.
It's not a channel. It's a streaming service.
Well, crap. You brought up such a good point with the TNT, and I'm a huge basketball fan.
By the
it's
way,
hard to
you can
think of
get
something different.
You can get premium cable channels if you want. I'm just saying.
No. I'm good with TNT.
Because, yeah, I think you definitely have to go with one of those combos where it's
and the good thing about
TV
that is,
shows mixed in with sports.
Depending on your personality, the good thing about TNT is you don't get the news.
Yeah, yes, very
That's
true.
That's good for me, in my opinion.
Except, it's so hard. I'm trying to think of anything other than TNT now.
I know.
That would be so funny, though. You are trapped on a deserted island. You have a magical TV, and the only thing it is like, it's like, you know, hooked to like, you know, CNN, Fox Sports News or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're just like...
that'd be a very bad situation.
Yeah, you'd be using the TV as a table. You wouldn't be watching anything.
And then they show that like we're still trying to find Brett Williams.
I'm here.
Oh, and they like you could see that they're like showing something that's nearby. I'm over this way
to your left. Yeah, I think it has to be TNT. I'm trying to think of anything other.
I was thinking like, well, USA doesn't have any good channels. I mean, good shows anymore in my book. They've lost a lot of them. They purged when they got the purge.
Yes.
Spike TV.
I don't know why, but I also thought of old school MTV with Celebrity Deathmatch.
Oh, that was great. I love Celebrity Deathmatch.
But yeah, I think I'm taking TNT as well. Because, I mean, I thought about ESPN, but that's straight sports.
Yep, I think I would go TNT. The only other one I was thinking of besides TBS was the CW or WB, whatever it is.
Oh,
but
CW
then again,
has
I don't,
gotten progressively is, worse.
It has. But I just like its rerun sometimes. Like, they do rerun. All right, Taylor, you've got random question.
Okay, this is a could you do it? So, there's an outbreak. The apocalypse is happening. It's a zombie apocalypse.
My favorite kind.
Oh, there's a twist with this one.
Oh, okay.
So these aren't, I'd say that they're medium, because you know you have the slow zombies.
And then the World War Z running.
And
zombies.
Then like running. This is kind of in between where you could possibly run and get away.
Speed walking zombies.
Yeah, we're going to go speed walking zombies. But here's the thing. The zombies are a They turn everyone into adorable babies.
Oh my goodness. I hate you. You're the worst.
How would you survive?
But okay, but obviously they bite, right? They have teeth.
Yes, they will bite you and turn you into adorable babies. Are you going to be able to do what you have to in order to survive?
Now, do they have the abilities that a normal adult would? Like, if I can just climb up a ladder, they can't get me.
Yeah, they can do everything an adult can do.
Gosh, this would be fun to watch, but I could not kill a single one of those.
Can you? But I can just see it like the initial outbreak. Oh, what a cute baby. Where's your parents?
And then they don't talk, right? They're just gaga gooey.
Yeah.
Okay. I would try to live. I don't know if I could live in this world. I would probably turn into a baby within a year easily.
I think I'd be able to do it because, again, me and Jeremy, after watching how the states got their shape or whatever, if there's ever a zombie outbreak, Northern Maine.
Yeah, but you know, the task is from Utah to Northern Maine is going to be quite a trip, literally.
Yeah, I think I could do it.
And then this sounds so horrible because thank you, Taylor, for introducing us to this. But you're going to be driving on the road and there's going to be quote unquote zombies in the road.
Adorable baby zombies.
See, this gets hard. Because I'm just thinking of all the things that, like, I am essentially going to have to coexist with them, even though they want to eat me.
So,
and yeah, they will.
I'll get Nikki's like gigantic Jeep, and I'll in the cab of the Jeep, I'll just have booming "I'm All Out of Love" as I'm like crushing.
Oh, well, there we go. We lost some viewers here.
I'm all out of love. So lost.
How about this?
This is so bad. Like, this went way worse than I thought it was going to. But
how about this? We go to the airport. I fly you there. Okay. I don't want any of those babies to die.
Oh, that's where the outbreak happened. Salt Lake Airport and the Provo Airport and any other airport in Utah.
I'm just going to list off all the airports in Utah. Oh, fine.
I think just the safest. I don't know. Like,
okay, can I go? If I walked in like a big old outfit that's padded, you know, those dog suits that people train dog, like police.
These are vicious zombie babies, but they are so adorable.
Gosh. I'm going to go with yes. I'm going to be turning into a baby within a year easily.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I turned the zombie apocalypse upside down. I think everyone's just going into babies.
All right, I think that's it for Spin the Wheel.
All right.
I can still see Brett.
All right, now it's time for
fake news.
I have some news articles. I'm going to give you three choices. One is real, two are fake. And I'm just going to give you the headlines. And from that, you're going to have to discern which one is which. So, to start it off, here's our first. And we're going to go three rounds. So, the first one is Paramount reveals Top Gun Maverick features Tom Cruise actually bombing a Yemeni village. Second one, a ninja with a sword assailed a U.S. Army Special Operations unit in California. And third one, Remington introduces ammunition for sensitive skin.
I want the ninja one to be true. That just sounds like all sorts of, like, you know, G.I. Joe Cobra type stuff. I want that.
I actually think that it is Tom Cruise because I think he knows how to pilot a fighter jet.
All right, we're locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Brett's on the board.
Dang it.
A ninja in California actually did like go up to at an airport, talk to one of the, like, just came up to one of the military people and started talking to him. And then when he like was asking him, I forgot where what the article said, but he was asking him what, like, where something was, and he wouldn't tell him. And so he attacked him, and he attacked a couple other people.
Wow.
With his katana.
But doesn't Tom Cruise really know how to pilot
I don't know if he knows how to do a, I'm sure he does.
I think he does.
But I know he's a pilot. Round two. Elizabeth Warren opens casino to help finance campaign. Were you thinking of Elizabeth Warren?
No, but anything that you were going to say about Elizabeth Warren, I was like, it's probably true. So, yeah. Except for that.
Elizabeth Warren opens casino to help finance campaign. The IRS agents bust a 7-year-old for getting more than $600 worth of birthday presents. Rare Pokemon Oreos are selling for thousands of dollars on eBay.
That is, I'm going to pass on the Elizabeth Warren thing, but to me, that is one of those things where it would be like, you're looking at a news article and you're like, wait, shouldn't this be The Onion? And it's one of those ones that should be The Onion, but probably isn't. But I'm not going to go with that one.
That's what I aim for, is ones that should be like The Onion or the other place. What about you? Oh, so did you lock in one?
No, I think I'm going with the Oreo, the Pokemon Oreo.
I think that's one I know that it's Oreo.
Yep, it's the Oreo. So yeah, they're selling for $10, $50, $1,000, and $10,000.
Where'd my cookie go? It's a $1,000 cookie. Where'd it go?
Like people... Then,
you see your kid with like a crumb around.
No!
So apparently they're like taking them out of the package, like, and they like film themselves taking them out of the package with white gloves or tongs, and they put them in like cellophane or whatever kind of stuff, and then they sell them because they're worth so much.
What the hell is wrong with human beings?
I know.
Oh my goodness. We are such a weird species.
We are.
That just proves that we are.
Okay. This one, I think the first two were easy-ish. This one is probably about a little bit harder, I feel like. NASA lights astronaut on fire in order to simulate life on Venus. Number two, area man realizes he's been reading fake news for 25 years. California firefighters, in an act of desperation, are pouring strawberry Kool-Aid on wildfires.
See, two of them could be, you know, you can stretch and modify the article. The one with the reading fake news for 20 years or whatever, I can kind of see that one also, because I used to work at a grocery store and, you know, you had all of the tabloids or whatever. And there's this one like 60-year-old cashier who every single time we would just be like doing nothing, just waiting for customers, she would like grab like the National Enquirer and be like, oh, look at the headline. It was, you know, Hitler escapes hell.
I knew it.
And I'm sitting there going, you think that's real?
my favorite one that I've ever seen from the Enquirer is the front page read, Buffalo Man keeps leaving cow pies on my front lawn. And then it showed like a Buffalo Man. I really want to know why NASA would want to simulate life on Venus. Like, are we planning like a Mars trip? It's like, okay, we're all gonna be on fire there, so we gotta make do.
So see, I could see the plausibility of that one, because they could like distort the on fire with, you know, basically trying to create a suit that would withstand Venus's atmosphere. So I could kind of see that, but I could see just like some weird random thing where, like, you know, fireman was like trying to like put out a fire, and he's like, oh, look, here's a thing of Kool-Aid. And then just kind of throwing on. So I want to say firefighters put out fire with whatever Kool-Aid or whatever.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's where I was leaning towards. I still can't get over what NASA would want to simulate life on Mars. Mm. I'm behind, so I got to pick something different.
Yeah, you got at least tie.
I'm going to go Venus, sure.
You're going to go Venus? All right. Well, both of you are wrong.
Whoa.
Harry man realizes he's been reading fake news for 25 years. Could you imagine being that friend? Because you always have that guy, somebody come up to you like, do you hear this in the news? He's like, this guy's just, he's crazy.
It's like, oh, and then it finally makes sense. Like, oh no, you have a subscription to the National Enquirer, not the Wall Street Journal. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So back to Tom Cruise. Yeah, I was really interested in this. So he can pilot several different aircraft, but he was denied clearance by the U.S. Navy to fly the F-18 jet for Top Gun 2. Technically,
he probably could do in a simulator. I'm sure he knows how to.
Oh, yeah. He probably bombed something on the simulator, too. So technically, I was right. We're tied.
All right. So I guess it's time for...
Who dis?
All right. So in Who Dis, it is not what is your favorite scary movie. It is who is in this movie. It is either David Arquette, Neve Campbell, or Matthew Lillard.
Ooh, based off a Scream.
Yes.
Like a Scream.
So, a 2020 drama entitled Mope. In a multi-billion dollar adult entertainment industry, the term mope refers to a low-level wannabe adult film actor. They are the lowest of the low, hanging around sets and taking menial jobs with aspirations of becoming huge stars. In this tragic true story, two such mopes, real-life best friends, attempt to live the impossible dream, but the blurred lines between reality and delusion ultimately send them both tumbling down a path of destruction. So, who is one of possibly the mopes? Is it David Arquette, Neve Campbell, or Matthew Lillard?
So right off the bat, I'm eliminating Neve Campbell. I just don't think she's in this. I think it is very plausible.
Who was the other one?
David Arquette.
Who?
David Arquette.
Neve and Matthew
Campbell,
Lillard.
Matthew Lillard. I'm just looking up their picture so I can see their face. Okay.
I feel like both of them could be in this movie. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if both of them were in it together, but
combo.
You both were right. You both.
I should do that one of these times.
This screams like David Arquette. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel a little bit more drawn towards Matthew Lillard just because he is weird, goofy, and like I could just see this.
More weird than David Arquette?
In movies, yeah. In movies, Matthew Lillard is, in real life, I don't know. Because I don't know what Matthew Lillard's like in real life. David Arquette, we see more of his life in the news.
I don't think Shaggy would do it.
What would Shaggy do?
Are you switching from David Arquette?
Nope. I'm Matthew Lillard all the way.
I think I'm going to go David Arquette.
All right. First on the board, David Arquette.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. I think this is the first time I'm actually winning one of these things.
Yeah.
All right. A 2020 horror entitled 12 Hour Shift takes place in 1999
at Taco Bell.
It takes place in 1999, and over the course of one night, an Arkansas hospital, a drug addicted nurse, her scheming cousin, and a group of black market organ trading criminals get caught up in a heist gone wrong. Who is in 12 Hour Shift? Is it David Arquette, Neve Campbell, or Matthew Lillard?
I think I'm going, I would have no clue.
Neve Campbell, I know her for like three roles. And that's about it. I feel like she just disappeared off the face.
Well, do you know the funny thing was I initially had Courtney Cox in here, and she doesn't do anything other than like TV shows. So
or mainstream movies.
Yeah.
This one, I can't see Neve Campbell doing this because I've only seen her in Scream. I've seen her in what's that one bad movie with Bill Murray and
everything post 90s is a bad Bill Murray movie.
Oh. The risque one I was thinking of is Wild Things.
What
is
Zombieland?
Well, he's like
still he's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, that's just one of his best roles ever.
I think I'm going Neve Campbell.
I don't want to be that guy, but I gotta say Matthew Lillard again. Oh,
all right, you are both wrong.
Oh my!
It is David Arquette.
Oh, he threw the double Arquette.
Well, not only that, but if you notice, the first one was done in 2020. The second one was also done in 2020.
Oh, wow.
All right. A 2009 comedy entitled Walter. Walter is a ticket taker at a movie theater, believes himself to be the son of God. As such, it is his responsibility. It is his responsibility to judge whether people will spend eternity in heaven or hell. When a ghost stuck in purgatory interrupts Walter's daily routine, asking him for his judgment, his world is turned upside down and he must reassess the meaning of life. Who is in this movie? Is it Matthew Lillard, David Arquette, or Nev Campbell?
This has Matthew Lillard all over it.
I don't want to be are we going three rounds for this?
I got five, so.
I got to rethink.
Nev Campbell is going to be like,
is like the friend of this person.
But I so could see Shaggy deciding who's going for heaven or hell.
And then Scooby's right there, ruh-roh, Raggy. He's going to hell.
I'm going with Matthew Lillard for a third time. Please, Matthew.
I'm going to go Matthew Lillard, but I really think that it's Nev Campbell as like a friend type person.
Should have gone with your instincts. Nev Campbell.
Man, Matthew Lillard. Now,
how dare you not do stupid movies?
I know. And if I keep guessing him, and then if I don't guess him the next time, then it's going to be him.
So are we locking in Lillard right now?
Well, we already know that one. Oh, for the rest of them? Yes.
All right. So the next one is a 2007 comedy entitled What is Love? I was
Baby,
waiting for
hurt
somebody
me.
To do that when I found this
don't
one.
Hurt me.
It is Valentine's Day and Tom has big plans. He's about to get engaged and has a surprise party planned to share the good news with his friends. But things take a turn for the worst. Tom returns home only to discover his girlfriend has packed up and left him. Now, instead of a surprise party, the surprise is on Tom. Fortunately, his friends and a group of beautiful women are there to help him make sense of it all in a bold romantic comedy about men, women, and the crazy thing called love. Who is in this movie? Matthew Lillard, David Arquette, Nev Campbell.
I'm not going Matthew Lillard. I'm going Nev Campbell.
I'm going Matthew Lillard. It just sounds like his type of movie.
It does.
Before, because I feel like he started off like crazier roles and then he's kind of tapered off into more, not like kid friendly ones, but less
family friendly.
Yeah, more family friendly ones.
More or less oddball.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go with Lillard.
All right, Matthew Lillard.
Oh my gosh. Matthew Lillard.
All right.
Matthew Lillard, you just made Jeremy your mortal enemy.
Why don't you do the movies that I think
I know
you
we're
do?
Only like 7 episodes into this podcast, but I'm sure you're a big fan already. So be sure to shun Jeremy publicly.
All right. Last one. This is a 2004 drama entitled Wicker Park. Intrinsically moving back and forth in time and revealing the stories from each character's perspective, Wicker Park is an intense psychological drama about a man caught in an obsessive search for a woman he fell deeply in love with, a woman who vanishes without a trace. 2 years after her disappearance, he catches a fleeting glimpse of her in a local bar and begins a twisting search to find her and discover what really happened. Who is in this movie? Is it Matthew Lillard, Nev Campbell, or David Arquette?
What year did that movie take place?
2004.
I swear I've seen that movie, but I can't remember any of those people being in it.
I'm thinking Nev Campbell.
That's where I'm thinking.
I think she's going to be the girlfriend.
Yeah. That's what I'm leaning towards, but I don't want it to be. I want to be on the board. I don't have a point. You have 2 points, right?
Well, I've lost like... Every single one.
I just want to get 1 point because I don't think anybody's gone 0 for yet.
You're right. I don't think anybody's ever gone 0 for
yeah,
so
I think
far.
We've all. Yeah, I think.
I'm going for Nev because I feel
but
in my bones.
Do I need to analyze this? I feel like, am I missing something?
But it's not a David Arquette, I don't think, role. David Arquette's never like a leading person in a. This is a comedy?
It's a drama.
A drama, yeah. He's and I don't think Matthew Lillard. I could see maybe.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Nev Campbell.
If it's one of the other two, that's gonna throw me off.
So you're doing what?
Nev Campbell.
Nev Campbell, you're doing Matthew Lillard.
Oh my gosh. Matthew Lillard, wow. Ever since I stopped picking him.
Was this like one of his first roles?
No, 2004. Because Scream was 1995 or 6, yeah.
Wow.
Wow. I went over. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, you're a loser.
And Matthew Lillard, as soon as I stop picking you, you're in everything.
All right. Now it's time for... Draft. Boom. That was weird. I hit two buttons at the same time.
That was kind of cool. Draft, boom.
Okay.
All right. So this week for draft, boom, we're going to be drafting McDonald's menu.
Mm.
And to remind those people that have never seen this, so I'm not reminding you, I'm telling you that draft, boom works like a draft. So we're going to do a snake draft. And the boom, the last draft we do, we're going to give... another person a bad draft, so to hopefully tank their team. So we're going to start off with...
Well, do we want to lay down some...
Oh, the ground rules here with this? Yeah. So with this one, what we've kind of decided and talked about is if we've ever had it is one way we can draft it. So if it's been discontinued, removed, or I've had something in a different region that I liked, and also if it's on the menu currently. So those are the two criteria.
So I'm going to go with, to me, the one thing, the one true thing that makes me want to go to McDonald's, because I find fast food in general just gross. And that is McDonald's hotcakes.
I was wondering if anybody was going to pick those.
Hotcakes. I love their, I don't know what is so good about them, but it just... It's one of the few things that I appreciate. And I'm not a pancake person either. Which again baffles me even more.
Good pick. All right. Now I feel like I'm getting my 101. I'm taking their French fries. Just straight up French fries. Cause honestly, when we order food, that's the one thing we got to make sure we have plenty
of. Oh yeah. And then when you're done and you, like Jim Gaffigan says, you find the bonus fries in the bottom of the bag.
And do you know what's crazy about their French fries? It doesn't matter if they're crunchy or soft. They're both amazing. They're both on different sides of the spectrum, but they're amazing. But usually when you go to other restaurants, if it's, you either want their crunchy ones, you normally don't want their soft ones. I know in my book.
And I don't know how, but they're all perfectly salted.
Just yeah.
Across the, yeah, I agree. Okay, I got to take my favorite breakfast item. I'm going with the sausage egg McMuffin.
Not a fast food breakfast person. I don't know why.
And okay, do I go with another one that I really like? Or, I got to think of what could possibly come back to me. I think I'm just going to go for the votes here.
All right.
And I'm going to go with the Big Mac.
I had a Big Mac the other day. I was disappointed. I was like, I haven't had you in like 5 years. All right. My pick is a regional pick. I've had it in Virginia.
Lies.
And so it's probably not a vote getter because it's not everywhere, but it was surprisingly good because like I said, I don't like breakfast. There's only one exception. They actually do have a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit sandwich thing.
They do have that.
They do have it in here?
Yeah.
Oh, well. And I want it in my mouth. Now, I just need to go to breakfast more often at McDonald's.
Are we noticing that we like the breakfast items more?
That is...
Seems to be the case. All right, Brett, back to you.
All right, so mine, second and third round pick go from, to me, a classic to back to a breakfast, I guess, item. So pick number two is chicken nuggets. I enjoy chicken nuggets, but I enjoy eating the sweet and sour sauce just as much as I enjoy the chicken nuggets.
So what is it about McDonald's chicken nuggets? You know that they are like disgustingly bad for you.
Oh yeah.
But so delicious. That's a good pick. That was one that was
Do you know
on
what
my list.
Though? Like if you eat a chicken nugget by themselves, it's like meh. But if you use that sweet and sour sauce, it just kicks it up a couple notches.
Well, one of my favorite things when I, you know, was a teenager and felt as though I was too grown up to eat chicken nuggets, I would get the chicken sandwich or whatever, and I would order it plain, and then I would just take, I would ask for one of the sweet and sour sauces, and so I would pour that in between the bun and the fried chicken patty. And I was just like, oh, this is like a chicken nugget in a sandwich.
Wow. I just want all of these.
It
right
reminds
now.
Me. So I watched this TikTok video the other day of El Hack of McDonald's. So if you go to your digital menu, I don't know if you've been in one inside for a while, Brett.
Mm-mm.
But if you go inside, they have a digital menu. So you don't have to talk to anybody. You just boop, 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 boop and push it. So if you pick like 10 or so hamburgers and then just say no meat on all of them, and then you pick an 11th burger and you put that on there and just leave it as plain. Every time you take off the meat patty on each of those burgers, so it comes with 10 buns essentially, it takes off 10 cents off of everything. And so the hamburger's kind of free. I don't get it. And so essentially you get 10 buns and one full hamburger for free. It's weird. It's weird. A weird hack that they showed that they did. I'm sure they have it fixed by now.
Yeah.
Huh.
So for my third pick on the wheel pick is the McDonald's hash browns. I love that, especially when they're
when they're overcooked.
Cooked, yes.
Yeah, the crispier the better.
Yep, I agree. Especially internally.
How many rounds are we doing?
We're doing four. The fourth round is the boom.
Okay.
I'm excited for everybody's boom. I'm gonna just do, this is kind of like something I didn't know is on the menu, and I may order it from now on because it is something that I eat. It's just a different variation. A double quarter pounder. I didn't know they did double quarter pounders.
Cool.
I guess they don't want to. I guess that sounds a lot better than a half pound.
That's true.
Could I have a half pound of meat?
Okay.
Because, you know, quarter pounder is good, but then you add a second element to it. Num, num.
All right. So it's me with my last pick.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then the boom, boom.
Okay, I thought that this would be taken, but it's the only ice cream I like, but I'm going to take the Oreo McFlurry.
I don't like their McFlurries.
Well, you're stupid.
And I don't like Oreo, so you weren't.
Okay, that's
but
fine with
my
me.
My wife will devour that.
Yeah, the Oreo McFlurries, there's just something about them.
I'm weird. I love like their hot fudge sundaes at McDonald's. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what's weird? This is at very few locations, but if you can get like, they're called, I guess, a brown topper, essentially a dipped ice cream cone. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
I'll give you a brown topper.
One time I was on like a roll. This is, I don't know where you were, Brett, in your life. I mean, I was like in my teens, somewhere in there, but I was coming home from work and I just, every day I wanted one of these and I was driving a stick shift and I ordered four and through the drive through. And I was going home and I was like, how am I going to do? I didn't think about this. I made it home without a mess.
Wow. That's impressive. That's very impressive.
So yes. Now that we know, now, Brett, where were you at this time in your life?
California, I think.
Yeah, probably California.
Okay. Cool.
All right. So
now it's Taylor's.
Taylor's going to do the boom for me or for you?
Yeah, I think you picked for him.
The last one is for me.
But then I picked for you and then he picked for me.
Okay.
So what do I want to stick? I got to go the Filet-O-Fish.
Oh my gosh. That was the 101 for the boom.
Oh.
Like, are there people out there who actually eat the Filet-O-Fish? Is it fish even?
I think my mom has the Filet-O-Fish every...
Does she?
I think she's had it a couple times.
Oh.
But, I mean, it's been on the menu since I was a kid, so it's ordered by people.
Yeah.
It's not like one of those...
ones that have come and gone.
But what is it about, like, ordering fish from a fast food place that you're just like...
Well, I don't even care for fish. So, like, I don't know. What is your... Do you like fish, Taylor?
I do like fish.
Have you ever gone to, what is that one place that's a fish?
Long John food? Silver's?
Yeah, that place.
I haven't.
Okay. What about popcorn shrimp? Have you ever ordered that from
anywhere? Yeah, I have done popcorn shrimp. But still, like, even then, I'm like, I'm eating these, but should I really be eating these? But yeah, it's...
That's a mean one, Brad. That just...
That was number one on my
that
list.
Too.
Yeah.
All right, so Taylor, here's your boom. My booms are, I feel like Filet-O-Fish is like a big 101 for the boom, and then everything else is really far distant, number two or whatever, three. I'm gonna be adventurous because I think this one is on a tipping scale of a lot of people. Some people really love it. Some people really hate it. So I'm going with McRib.
I've had them. I like them. So I'll take the McRib.
I mean, you do have that like weird cult following that yes. will follow the McRib wherever it makes its appearance. So.
That's just weird, but
yeah. I mean, I appreciate the.
But yes, I have heard that.
I do like the McRib, but I know that everybody I've ever talked to says you like the McRib, and so I'm hoping that people hate the fact.
Some more hate than yeah. I get it.
All right, so mine is dates back to it's no longer purchasable, but I have had it in my life. So this dates back to the early to mid 90s when McDonald's had a creation similarly to what you said about the filet of fish, about how why would a fast food like essentially a burger joint have a fish product, which just doesn't make any sense. In the mid 90s, McDonald's had the McPizza.
Ooh, I'm curious about
I've
that.
Actually heard that people like the pizza.
And so
I gotta Google this.
So
picture.
when I was in junior high, I was in a home economics class, and we went on a field trip to McDonald's to see how they made their food. And they had stacks and stacks and stacks of the McPizza styrofoam container. And at the time, they had already told us the McPizza has already been canceled. So,
just so you know, you're eating canceled food.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find it just looks like a normal pizza. I can't, like, that's their advertising. I want somebody to take a picture of what it, like.
It was, just imagine a soggy microwavable pizza and just imagine that you bought it from McDonald's for about $4.50.
Okay, there.
There's one place that still sells it.
Really?
What?
How's that possible?
There's only one place left in the world, and it is in Orlando, Florida.
Of course.
Known as Epic McD.
Florida man.
That's where they go to eat first before they become Florida man. Okay. So
I like pizza. So, okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Brett got the brunt of that.
Yes,
boom.
I did. Whoever got filet of fish was
going to.
So what are some honorable mentions for me were. Oh, I just forgot it. Of course, back in, I think it was the early 2000s, they had a bagel breakfast sandwich. Really good.
I didn't even draft my favorite one that was discontinued. My favorite one was the jalapeno burger. They had that probably about 2-3 years ago. My gosh, it was great.
Yeah?
Yeah. And my honorable mentions also include, I mentioned the hot fudge sundae that I love. I was going to vote this just because I was worried of how much you guys were going to take from my list. I have this on there. The Hi-C orange soda. I am so glad that they announced this back. I loved the crap out of that soda.
Ooh.
There was something different about it.
I do like a good orange soda sometimes.
And for some reason there, it was best. And when they did the commercial, I'm like, there's other people who love the Hi-C orange soda as much as I do. Because they're like, it's back. And everybody was like celebrating. I was like, oh. But my booms, I was tempted to give apple pie and apple slices.
See, I really used to like the cherry pie, but yeah, the apple pie was always just like, why is that an option?
See, if I didn't have the Filet-O-Fish, I was going to give someone ketchup.
But their ketchup's good.
I will literally eat packets of ketchup. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah, Brett loves his ketchup.
I love my ketchup. It's a food group. It's a food
group. Ugh.
All right, now it's time for our recommendations.
All right, so... I guess since I went first into the instructions, recommendations. So I've only watched one episode. I'm very intrigued to see what's going to happen with the up-and-coming series. You talked about how there's not that many good things on USA. However, I just barely saw that USA, in conjunction with the Sci-Fi Channel and also Peacock TV, has this TV series, Chucky, which...
Oh, I've seen the commercial.
I've been out on Child's Play since the first movie came out way back when, and at least to me, for personally, the first Child's Play movie, as much as I'm not into it, and it doesn't creep me out because I do have like a thing for ventriloquist dolls and stuff like that. That's not the scary part about it.
You have a thing for them?
No, I'm terrified of them.
Oh, okay.
No,
I you're going to say that.
No, absolutely terrified.
Hello, Chucky.
Of ventriloquist dolls. Anyway, and also the doll that my grandma had that disappeared
and,
after.
And our sister's doll.
And my sister's doll. Anyway. Yeah. But I've always been out on Child's Play, even though the first one was like more bump scares and stuff like that, which basically harkens back to like, you know, the Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street and stuff like that. But all the other ones have just been just ridiculous. And so I sat down and I decided to watch it the other day. And it's really, at least the pilot episode is really good. Hmm. It's about this kid who's kind of unpopular. He is trying to be an artist. He has an abusive dad ever since his mom got in a car accident and died. And
this kid has nothing going for him.
He buys the Chucky doll. And it's one of those things where every so often stuff happens. And like, what was it? When he went to this yard sale and picked up the Chucky doll, one of the ladies is just like, oh, wait, where's the butcher knife from the butcher knife set? And I'm sitting there going, you could feel a butcher knife in like packed in a stupid plastic doll. I'm like, that doll better not pull out a butcher knife and like start axing people. Fortunately, that didn't happen. But I will tell you, there's like now like this symbiotic, almost, at least in the first episode, the symbiotic love-hate relationship between this teenage boy and Chucky is really quite interesting.
Hmm. So they sold it at a
garage sale.
And
it didn't kill there, apparently.
It didn't do anything to them.
Yeah, that was the weird thing. As I'm like, I'm trying to figure out this whole situation, but I'm just like,
Maybe they'll explain it because yeah, it's just like all of a sudden he takes it home and I'm possessed.
It's popular with TV, I feel like, these days. Let's go back to the origin eventually, like five, even a couple seasons later.
Okay.
But yeah, you'll have to let me know on how that continues to go.
At least the pilot I've episode seen the commercial. Was really enjoyable. I really am like, you know, if they can keep this up, I think this is going to be a good series. But if they can't keep it up, it's just going to fall flat on its face and it's going to be a one and done.
All right. So for my recommendation, this is not new. It's actually a Brett recommendation to me a long time ago. And it's a consistent recommendation for Taylor is to watch the movie Lights Out.
No.
Yes.
No.
That movie is a fantastic horror movie. It is everything that I want in a horror movie. Horror movies do not need to be gory. They do not need to be like, they just need to be suspenseful and have a good story to it. Lights Out is a great movie that if you want to be scared, it's PG-13. So it's not over the top anything. And it honestly, as a grown man, it made me a little scared to be in the dark. If you've ever seen Darkness Falls, it's like that movie, but way better.
Yeah. And Darkness Falls is the Tooth Fairy one.
Yes. Tooth Fairy one, uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I struggled with that one. And even that one, like everyone's like, oh, that one's dumb. well, no.
Lights Out. If you want a good Halloween scary movie, I feel like Lights Out has become one of my favorite scary movies of all time.
Have you only seen it once? Or yes. Have you seen it?
I've only seen it once. I will watch it again, though, if you want to.
No, I'm not going to. I don't want to.
So, random question revolving around that. Would you rather watch a scary movie in the confines of your own home? Which is scarier? Watching a scary movie in the confines of your own home or watching a scary movie at a movie theater?
I think in the confines of your own home. I've never been scared in a movie theater. I don't think. I mean, as a kid, yes. Mm-hmm. I was scared in a movie theater because... like, I was scared of Jurassic Park as a kid.
Uh-huh.
When the T-Rex was out and doing his thing. But I don't think I've ever seen a horror movie. I mean, I've jumped at a horror movie in a jump scene. Everybody has, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
But scared? I think I've only been scared at home.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. But I was kind of wondering about that.
I think your mind tends to wander more at home.
The craziest thing is... quick story. So I watched a movie as a teenager with my friend, and he had windows kind of the side on each side of the TV. And we were watching a horror movie. I don't remember which one. And all of a sudden we saw something move like real fast past the window and we were like freaking out. We're like, did we all see that? Is that the wind? What was that? And then it happened again. And we're like, oh my gosh. And we started freaking out. And then we come to find out it was one of our friends that was coming and he went through the back door and he forgot something. And so we went back to his car completely unintentional to scare the crap out of us. But he did. And that changed the night for us. But it's like those things that you can't get in the movie theater. Like the movie theater is a very controlled environment.
Mm-hmm.
Your house is not.
Yeah.
And we've all heard sounds in our houses that we can't really explain sometimes. Like, where did that come from?
Yeah, like currently your walls are bleeding. What's up with that?
Oh, that's normal. That happens every Saturday morning.
Okay.
Usually the blood gets off of the second floor.
My recommendation, actually, you guys need to go and watch the World of Warcraft episode of South Park.
Okay.
It is so funny because it makes fun of World of Warcraft while still just being...
Are people funny. Still addicted to that movie, that game?
Yeah, I think they still are. It's gone downhill. I used to, you know, I played it.
You were a WoWer?
Yep, I was a WoWer.
Wow.
But yeah, it's gone downhill. It's not as fun as when it first came out.
I've only played the free back in the day when you had like free 5 to 7 hours.
Yeah.
And I played that and I was like, I'm good.
But yeah. No, it's a good episode, and it makes fun of those who play World of Warcraft. So
I remember those people.
So yeah, that does it for us today.